Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50. Luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hello everyone, Charles Watts here. Welcome back to Inside Arsenal. I hope you're all very well this morning, wherever you are watching or listening around the world, and I'm sure you are very, very well. What a night. What a night that was. Firstly, apologies. And I know I do a lot of apologies on the show and you always pick up on it, but I'm well aware I probably look awful today and I sound awful. My throat is absolutely killing me. I'm knackered. It was a long, long night. It was a very, very special night. And I'm probably going to ramble my way through this because I'm knackered, a little bit hungover. But I've got to get through this and talk about what was a fantastic night at the Emirates last night. I'm just about sort of processing it all now. It was tense. It was nervy. It was scary. It was dramatic. And in the end, it was bloody brilliant. And Arsenal get through on penalties against Porto. 1-0 win on the night, thanks to Leandro Trossard's first half goal, and then winning it on penalties 4-2. David Raya, the hero for Arsenal, with two penalty saves as they book their spot in the quarterfinals of the Champions League for the first time in 14 years. How nice does that sound? 14 years, how has it possibly been that long? That run, that horrible, horrible run is finally over, and Arsenal are in the last eight. We can sit back, watch what happens tonight in the final games, and then wait for the draw later on in a week to see who Arsenal get. So look, we're going to round up what happened last night in today's show. Look at the big talking points from the game. Look at what Mikel Arteta has to say. I'll discuss all the controversy afterwards after Sergio Conceição's comments about Mikel Arteta as well. Give my player ratings. I didn't get time to do a video after last night's game. Obviously, the match went on so long, then the trains were an absolute disaster getting home. I just couldn't do a video afterwards. So I'll go through my player ratings today. And yeah, please do let me know your thoughts on the game. And I'll sort of bring some of them up in tomorrow's show as well. So let's get started. I enjoyed this. I looked quickly to see if anyone had made any comments about the match. And I just enjoyed this one from Carl. Says, are you okay? No update on the game. Hope you're doing well. I am doing well, Carl. And yeah, this is probably going out a little bit later than normal. But as I said, it was a long, long night. And I'm feeling the effects of it. But I can assure you, I'm okay. I'm very happy. Just as I'm sure all you guys are very happy as well. And why shouldn't we be? Because that was, you know, it's what we've all been waiting for, isn't it? We wanted Champions League football back at the Emirates. We've waited so long for it to come back. We wanted nights like these. Yes, it would have been nice to go there and blitz them. But I think in a way, and I will talk about this a little bit later on the show, I think what happened last night and over the two legs and how Arsenal had to fight to get through and find a way to get through, I think it'll be a really valuable learning curve for this team. And they'll probably benefit a lot more from it than if they'd have just blown Porto away 3-0 or 4-0 last night and got the job done. The fact they had to suffer, they had to dig in, they had to grind it out, they had to endure what they had to endure last night, I think he's going to do this young and inexperienced team a lot of good when it comes to this competition, not just this season, but potentially next season as well. So, yeah, a fantastic night for Arsenal. Fantastic night for everyone in the crowd. There, if you're watching on YouTube, a very happy picture of myself and my dad after the penalty shootout yesterday in the immediate aftermath of the celebrations. You know, it's nights like last night. Sorry, I'll get my words out. That, you know, making the decision to kind of move away from the press box and for games and go back to sitting in my actual seat with my dad, you know, it makes it all worth it. It was just a really, really special. And if you want to know what it kind of felt like or looked like, yeah, when that final penalty went in from my, well, not went in, when David Raya saved that final penalty, then this was it. What? I'm aware if you're listening to this on podcast, it's not quite as good. You can't see the images, but this is a video of the celebrations from my seat in a very dodgy video that I took, bumping all over the place as I was celebrating. But yeah, that's what it was like. Waited a long time for scenes like that. And it was impossible when those penalty shootout, when it happened, it was impossible not to think back to the sport in Lisbon last season. Like, oh no, not again. But fair play to Arsenal. They've got the penalties very, very well. Having Raya was the hero. So yeah, just a brilliant night for Arsenal in the end. And so let's get stuck into some of the big sort of talking points from it, shall we? I mean, it was a tight game. It was, I really expected Arsenal to come out all guns blazing at the start of the game and try and blow Porto away. You know, the way they played against Liverpool in the Premier League recently at home, the way they played against Newcastle at home, even the way they played against Brentford at the start of the weekend, you know, I really thought they were going to come out really, really hot and try and get that goal back as quickly as possible. But it was very, very different to what I was expecting in that first half. You know, Arsenal had to stay patient. They had to wait. Chances weren't coming thick and fast by any means. You know, fair play to Porto. I thought they defended very, very well. They got a foothold in the game and it took Arsenal a long time to eventually break them down. When the breakthrough did come, I thought it was a really high quality goal, to be fair. Trossard and Saka both struggled on the wings throughout, I thought. But the way Trossard took his goal, given it had been frustrating sort of 40 minutes for him up to that point, I thought was very, very good. Martin Odegaard, look, it was fantastic all night, Martin Odegaard, and it was a brilliant assist. Great little sort of combination between him and Trossard. Then the through ball was perfect. Trossard's touch was great. The finish was great. You know, the through ball was begging to be put away. When Odegaard plays a quality ball like that, you just want someone to finish it. Time and time again this season, we've seen Odegaard play those type of passes and they haven't been finished off. But fair play to Trossard. You know, I've said it before, I think he's Arsenal's best finisher, Leo Trossard. And I thought he showed that last night in the big, big moment, even though he wasn't having the best of games and it had been a frustrating night, he really stepped up and it was a lovely finish for him. And, you know, 1-0 just before halftime, that was a really important time for the goal as well, because the crowd were brilliant last night. You know, Mikel Arteta and the players had called for it before the game and I thought the crowd were fantastic and they really stuck with Arsenal. There was no, you know, they didn't really turn. There was no frustration growing as you got to sort of 20 minutes, 30 minutes, and it was still 0-0. But I do think the timing of this goal was really important. You know, had Arsenal gone in level at 0-0 at halftime and that second half started and there was no sign of a goal coming, I think the crowd would have started to get in edgy, because it's just what happens, isn't it? As much as you want to stay with a team, the longer it stays 0-0 and the closer you're going to get out, the crowd is going to get edgy a little bit. And I just thought the timing of that goal was really, really important. It calmed everyone down. It got Arsenal level. And yeah, I just thought it was really helpful for Arsenal in that regards. And, you know, the second half was, I thought if anyone was going to win it, it was going to be Arsenal. I haven't actually seen a replay yet of the disallowed goal. At the time, it didn't look like there was much wrong, but sort of having read people have said afterwards that, you know, there is a shirt pull by the looks of it by Havertz in European football, especially with that referee last night. He's always going to give it. So it doesn't overly surprise me. 1 minute of stoppage time that referee gave at the end of the first half. I mean, that was genuinely one of the most laughable things I've seen in football in a long, long time. 1 minute of stoppage time. Just genuinely remarcable. But Arsenal had to stay patient. And like I said, I thought if anyone was going to win it in the second half, it was going to be Arsenal. It didn't happen. Probably the best chance they had was when Saka had that shot that was saved. And then Odegaard put the follow-up wide of about 5 minutes to go. Porto, you're always concerned, obviously, at 1-0, because anything can happen. A set piece, a good free kick. Someone pulls a 30-yarder out into the top corner. You never know. But it didn't look or feel like Porto were going to score at all in that game, I thought. But you're always a little bit nervy. Except the extra time, just, you know, I never felt anyone was scoring in extra time. It was so clearly going to penalties in that extra time. Neither side wanted to lose. You get that a lot, don't you, when it goes to extra time. And you sort of got that impression that neither side wanted to lose. And then it was all down to the penalties, who would hold their nerve. And it was Arsenal who held their nerves. David Raya made two big saves. first one just got a little fingertip on it that hit the post. Luckily, when it hit the post and came back and hit Raya's sort of legs, it went wide. That could have easily gone back in the net. And that gave Arsenal the advantage. I mean, all four penalties were really good for Arsenal. And then the big penalty save from Raya in the end to make it 4-2. And just brilliant celebrations afterwards, as that video showed. And it was just, everyone was so, so happy. And Mikel Arteta was so, so happy. And you can understand it was a big night for Mikel Arteta. It was a big night for the club, for the players, but a big night for Mikel Arteta. You know, it's the first time he's won a knockout European tie at the Emirates. So a lot has been made about that in the build-up to the game. He's a very young, inexperienced coach. This is his first Champions League knockout tie, going up against a very experienced Porto team who know how to get it done in this competition. And so it was a really special night for Mikel as well. And he was asked afterwards, you know, what was the emotions like after winning that on penalties? Magic is what we expected. A really tough opponent, really well organised, very difficult to generate constant momentum in a game in the way that they play. And that's credit to them. We did it. We scored a beautiful goal. They insisted in different ways in the way the game allowed as well. And it's such a huge experience for us. We had to do it at the end with the penalties. We prepared well, and credit to the coaches as well for the way they did it. And obviously for David, he had some difficult moments to start, but he stood up, had an incredible personality, ambition, and at the end he got rewarded with his moment. On the impact that the result can have on the squad, he said, for them to do it when the club hasn't managed to do it for 14 years, it tells you the difficulty of it. When the margins are so small, we found a way to do it again. I see how much they want it and how much they try. They are able to sacrifice anything to win. And when you play like this at the end, it's going to come your way sooner or later. And it happened tonight. So yeah, understandably, a very, very happy Mikel Arteta after the game yesterday. And he sort of touched on David Raya, who had a fantastic night, David Raya. The penalty saves, you know, everything he had to do during the 120 minutes, he did very, very well. You know, there's been lots of talk about the goalkeepers since Raya came in, and understandably so, because Ramsdale was such a popular player and it was such an unexpected move. You know, it happened very late on in the window. No one was really expecting it, but I think as the season's gone on, you've seen Raya look more and more comfortable in this Arsenal team. I think the whole spotlight that was been shone on the goalkeeping situation has died down a bit. I think that's really helped David Raya. He's clearly got a lot more comfortable in and around the teammates and in the team. The defenders look comfortable with him behind. But you still felt he needed that one real big moment to really make it like feel like he is Arsenal's number one. And obviously that happened last night. Man of the match, as you can see, got it from UEFA. He got it from Arsenal as well. That was announced this morning. And Mikel was asked about him on, you know, is he now proving his worth? And he said, I don't have to see him today. I was very convinced that that was always going to be the case. You see him in his first few days here and what he had to go through and how he did it. And with the composure, you look at his body language, the position that he takes, he doesn't get very affected. And that's a key quality for the goalkeeper. Raya speaking after the game as well, I think he labelled it the biggest night of his life or the best night of his life. And you know, a huge moment for him. And I think, as I said, you needed that one big moment to really make him feel like he belonged at this football club. And he's had it now. And I think he's hopefully just going to go from strength to strength. And that is that's really good to see, and fair play to him.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
I touched on this earlier, you know, when I said about how the win happened and the way Arsenal ground it out, the way they had to get the job done in a probably slightly different way than we all expected against a very experienced Porto side who might not have the big name players that Arsenal have, but they've got the European pedigree. They've got the European know-how. It's something that Arsenal just don't have, certainly in the Champions League. And I think it's going to be such a valuable learning experience for them going through what they went through last night, having to go all the way to penalties, staying strong, staying calm amid a lot of provocation, because there was a lot of provocation going on behind the scenes when it came to Porto. They tried every little trick in the book, which I'll talk about in a minute. And Arsenal had to stay calm sort of see it out and get through them. And they did that. And Mikel was asked how important the result was for the squad's mentality in terms of sort of going into the business end of this season. He said it's another big step, especially as a club. The last 7 years, we haven't been in this competition. The last 14, we haven't been where we are today. That's the difficulty of it. The best thing is we are not satisfied. We want more, and we're going to try and go through the next round for sure. On what he's learned over these two legs, he said, having experienced, I haven't done it before, as you said, it's the first time I've done anything in the Champions League, and to try and learn every single day, you get advice. That's why you have great coaches around you, great people as well to help you and make you better. And it's a big, you know, I said it's a big learning curve for the players. It's definitely a big one for Mikel Arteta as well. He's still very much learning on this job. He's a young coach. Like he said, this is his first knockout round in the Champions League. He's got through it. He's gone up against a very, again, provocative coach in Sergio Conceição. He's come out on top in that battle between the two of them, and he'll continue to learn from this. And I think it's going to be a really, really valuable two nights for Arsenal going forward. Now we just got to wait and see who they get in the draw. You know, everyone's tough. You look at who's through already. You know, the Barcelona, Real Madrid, Bayern Munich, Manchester City. It's just really PSG. It's really, really tough. Anyone you're going to get. I think everyone's probably looking at the winner of Dortmund and PSV as the easiest potential tie in the next round. But everything, you're in the quarterfinals of the Champions League. It's going to be very, very difficult, whoever you play. Okay, moving on to Arteta and Conceição. Now, if you're watching on YouTube, you can see a clip here of Conceição gesturing at Mikel Arteta, having words with him after the game. It was interesting when you watch the full video of that. TNT Sports have put it out on their social media, and you see the full video of Arteta going over to shake Conceição's hand, and Conceição doesn't shake his hand. Instead, he does what you're doing, what he's doing here on the screen. He sort of goes in, has a word, whispers something to into his ear, points at him, goes back, says another thing into his ear, and Arteta looks genuinely really, really surprised at what he's saying. He doesn't quite understand it. You can see that from Arteta's face. Now, since then, Conceição went into the press conference afterwards and claimed that Arteta insulted his family from the touchline, said something in Spanish and insulted his family. Now, obviously, I don't know what was said. I wasn't there. I was in the stand on the other end of the stadium. But from my information on it, is that it is something that Arsenal and Arteta adamantly deny, that he said anything, he insulted any family member or anything like that. He said he's really, really surprised by what Conceição has come out and said. In a way, he's surprised because he just didn't say it. But look, as I said, Porto have tried every little trick in the book during these two legs, from what I understand. There's been lots of stuff going on behind the scenes to try and disrupt things and make it as difficult as possible for Arsenal, which is, you know, fine. It's the way it is. You know, the team sheets have been going in late. Formations, which normally have to be submitted to UEFA, haven't been submitted on time. Just things like that. Just things to try and disrupt things and throw Arsenal, make it really difficult to Arsenal and throw them off track a little bit. And Conceição, it doesn't take much research to see that this is not the first time Conceição does something like this after a defeat. He's done it before with high-profile managers, and he's got previous when it comes to defeats and trying to sort of deflect away from defeats. And he's a very fiery manager, an emotional manager. And yeah, I don't think there is great surprise that something like this has happened after they've lost, if you see what I mean. And Arsenal aren't really taking what he's had to say too seriously. And again, all I can say is that Arteta absolutely is adamant that nothing was said to Conceição. And there's certainly a belief that this is nothing but a bit of a deflection tactic to take away from a defeat from a manager who has previous, as I said, with things like this. Right, moving on to my player ratings before I wrap this up now today. I nearly gave David Raya a 10. I nearly gave a 10. Having said so much about 10, giving 10s out and how it's almost impossible, I nearly did, but I didn't. I gave him a 9. Not quite enough. Yes, he was the hero. Yes, he made the penalty saves. And he played a very good game. He didn't really do anything wrong. So I know a lot of people probably would give him a 10. But as I said, I'm a bit harsh when it comes to player ratings. And you have to do something out of this world. And as good as he played yesterday, I didn't think it was an out-of-this-world performance from David Raya, so I don't think it quite deserved a 10, so I'm giving him a 9. Elsewhere in the defence, I gave White a 7, Saliba a 7, and Gabriel a 7. I thought they all played well. You know, they weren't... I never felt like Porto were going to score. I always felt like the defence were largely in control of what Porto had to offer. Like I said, you're always worried about a set piece or something like that, but I thought Arsenal coped with it well, and I thought the centre-backs played well. I thought Ben White played well. I thought Kivior was the pick of the bunch in terms of the back four. I thought this was maybe even Kivior's best performance in an Arsenal shirt. I thought he was very, very good. He kept Conte sound very quiet over there. He made some really good blocks. He got forward well when he could, and I just thought it was a really good performance for a player who is very much in form at the moment. I was glad that Arteta stuck with him. Like I said in yesterday's show, I had a feeling Zinchenko might come in and Arteta would want him to play in this game, but I was glad that he stuck with Kivior. I think it was deserved. So yeah, I was happy when I saw that starting 11, and I thought he had another very, very good game. So an 8 for me for Kivior. I gave Jorginho a 7, gave Declan Rice an 8, and I gave Odegaard a 9. I thought Odegaard was brilliant. I thought he led so well. He's just in such good form at the moment. His work rate for 120 minutes is just absolutely incredible, Odegaard. I just don't know how he does it. I really, really don't. It was a brilliant assist for the goal. You know, one moment of real, real quality to set up Trossard for the goal, and he absolutely just led by example all night. He went up, stepped up first in the penalty shootout. It was a brilliant penalty as well to set the tone for what followed. It was just a real captain's performance, a real top-level performance from Martin Odegaard, I thought, in a really difficult game. So I gave him a 9. Rice, I thought, was excellent. Again, gave an 8. And yeah, Jorginho behind him, 7. Saka, I thought, was poor. I think he struggled over the two legs, Saka, to be honest. Porto played him very, very well. He was on the fringes of things throughout. Fair play to him. He stepped up. He scored the penalty after a difficult night. That was good. But I did think he struggled throughout. So I gave Saka a 5. I gave Havertz a 6. You know, didn't really do too much. Havertz, you know, obviously worked very hard as he always does. Was always around sort of linking up. But yeah, I gave him a 6. Trossard, I gave a 6. Like Saka, I thought Trossard really, really struggled to really be any sort of influence in the game. But, you know, he had that one big moment when Arsenal needed someone to step up and to score and to get them back on level terms. Trossard did that. And I thought, given he really struggled in that first 40 minutes, Trossard, and was very much sort of out of the game, the way he took that goal, he deserves an awful lot of credit for it. It was a lovely little bit of sort of combination play with Odegaard. And as I said earlier, it was a through ball that deserved to be finished off. And Trossard did that with a really, really calm finish at a big moment for Arsenal. So fair play to him. So I gave Trossard a 6. So those are my player ratings from the starting 11. Let me know if you agree or disagree. I'm sure you will. Certainly let me know, because you always do. So I gave Raya, who was my man of the match, gave him a 9. White, Saliba, Gabriel all got 7s. Kivior got an 8. Jorginho 7. Odegaard 9. Rice 8. Saka 5. Havertz 6. And Trossard 6. And that's it. That's it from me, everyone. I hope I was all right. I hope I got my way through that without stumbling too much and sounding too annoying with my croaky, dodgy voice. I'm going to give that voice a bit of a rest now. But thank you very much for watching. Enjoy your Wednesday. Sit back, relax, have a beer later, watch the Champions League games, watch these knockout rounds finish, and then sit back and wait for the draw. I think, is that tomorrow? Is that Thursday or is that Friday? I'm not sure what day the draw is, but you know, we can all just relax, be safe in the knowledge that Arsenal are there for the first time in 14 years. Have a very good Wednesday, everyone. Thank you for watching. I'll speak to you soon. Bye-bye.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.